Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Labor demands continue to tax the bottom lines of farmers and ranchers with rising wage rates and record usage of the H-2A visa program. The American Farm Bureau Federation says meaningful reforms to the federal government's guest worker program must be a priority for Congress by the end of the year. AFBF and more than 350 other food and farm organizations that are part of the Ag Workforce Coalition sent a letter urging the Senate to pass legislation to address the nation's agricultural workforce challenges this year. The House of Representatives passed a labor reform bill, but the legislation needs improvements, according to the coalition. The letter states the country cannot afford for the Senate to miss this opportunity to provide stability to both farmers and farm workers. Recent analysis from the AFBF economists indicates that costs associated with farm labor and will add to the ever-expanding list of factors straining the farm economy in 2023. Dairy producers will now have until January 31st to enroll for either the dairy margin coverage or supplemental DMC for this upcoming production year. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
Dairy producers will now have more time to consider enrollment in either USDA's dairy margin coverage or supplemental DMC for program year 2023.
We're going to extend the deadline for submission of applications for DMC and supplemental DMC to give our producers time to get through year-end activities and to ensure that they're able to take advantage of this affordable margin coverage that we have to offer.
Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Duchino says the deadline has been extended to January 31st.
Last year, nearly 18,000 operations that enrolled in DMC received margin payments for August and September, totaling $76 million. They were able to purchase that coverage for 15 cents per hundredweight on their milk.
More information is available at local FSA service centers.
Looking back at 2022, there were many challenges for wheat growers. While weather threw growers a few curveballs throughout the year, one of, if not the biggest challenge, was input costs. USDA numbers show fuel and fertilizer prices increased by roughly 50% this year, with that rate being much higher in early 2022. And Brittany Hurst Marchant, the executive director of the Idaho Wheat Commission, is not optimistic that input costs will come down in the new year.
Inflation is still high. Prices are still high. There's still a lot of volatility around the world, especially out of the Black Sea region. We are still struggling with supply chain issues from the pandemic. So I don't see those input costs going down in 2023.
This is Inside Agriculture.